morning. How are you doing, guys?
Good, good. Well, welcome home, first of all.
Thanks.
Number of years in New York, it must be like absolute cheese and chalk coming from there to here now.
Yeah, it really is. Had to do the quarantine on the way back, which was a bit of an ordeal in itself. Did that over in Perth. So it was 2 weeks in a hotel room, which was interesting experience. And then also just, yeah, being in New York before that, coming back here is very different.
So we've only seen it on the news, obviously, because we haven't been there. But is it sort of a daily occurrence to see something really quite unpleasant in New York during the worst of it?
During the worst of it, it was just eerie, because normally New York's busy. It's always, you know, people walking around 24/7. It's always alive and happening. And then maybe, you know, mid-March, about this time last year, really, you know, everything just shut down. You had, you know, the subway kind of, no one was riding that, no one riding the buses, no one even out on the street. So if you went for a walk, it was just silence. You didn't have any traffic or cars, or all you heard was just ambulances, and they were going all day, all night, just ambulances, ambulances, ambulances.
God. So, yeah. Like, you've been back, what, a couple of weeks?
About almost a week now.
Right, yeah. Okay. So up until the point where you left, because, again, I think we've sort of, I hate to say this, but I think we've almost forgotten the worst of it now. You know, we just sort of go about our daily business and everything seems okay. And, you know, people still peeing and moaning about, you know, when we had to have a mask on up until last week for supermarkets, what have you. How great has the change been, or the feeling been, for you to come here?
Oh, it's so different. You know, even in New York City, you know, we didn't have indoor dining. We had that closed down in March of last year, but that didn't come back until about November. So we were about, you know, seven, eight months without indoor dining. You could only do takeout or eat outside. And even if you wanted to get a meal, you know, during the wintertime over that, we went out with friends, but we have to sit outside in about -2 degree weather with about 3 coats on and do outdoor dining in the middle of winter. So just, you know, that it was the worst in about March, but then it never really, it got better, but the restrictions still are in place. So, you know, you need a mask any indoor place that you go. That's been like that for about a year now. Whenever you're on the bus, on the train, people are just, I think, because we had the worst of it back in this time last year, people just take it a little more seriously, you know, keep all those restrictions up the whole time, because you never know when it's going to come back.
Did you get a taste of New York proper before all of this? Did you actually see the city in its glory?
Yeah, we were there. I've lived there for about 3 years now. So two of those were before COVID, and then 1 year during COVID. And then it was very different, very different. You know, you got just the sheer number of people that dropped off. I think a lot of people, you know, the people who were rich enough that they could leave the city. They had a second house or somewhere else they could go. They all left, and then, you know, so the population dropped quite a bit. And then just a lot of people not out and about. So it just became a little quiet. And then on top of that, you had all of the, over the summertime, a lot of the Black Lives Matter protesting and the rioting. And we were under, you know, police curfew for that as well. So we were under COVID restrictions and then riot restrictions, and kind of a very, very different time.
Yeah. And is it getting better there?
It is, yeah. So the worst of it was around this time last year. We got really good over the summertime over there, and then it kind of crept back up around Thanksgiving, Christmas time, just because a lot of people were traveling. But then, you know, January of this year, once Biden came in and things started to kind of level off and then really drop down. So things are better. You know, we're allowed indoor dining and the movie theaters have opened back up and a few things like that. So it's a little more sense of normalcy. Plus the vaccines, they're doing about, I think in the US total about 3 million a day or something. So, you know, it's not too long. Like, once I get back from this trip, I'll probably be able to get a vaccine and things will slowly get back to normal. But I think it'll take a while.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was going to ask you that question. You're just back for a holiday. You're heading back there?
Yeah. So I got a job over there. So I came back over for about a month. So two of that in the hotel quarantine and then two visiting family. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it will get better and hope it does, because I reckon New York's just such a great city, just fantastic. I'm envious of you living there, mate. It'd be great.
Yeah. No, I think it'll get back. I think it'll take a few years. I remember reading a report last year. They said maybe like around 2025 before it's back at full steam, just because of, you know, the amount of things that have shut down and closed and the hardship it's gone through. But, you know, it's a tough city. You've got all the people that definitely alive and well. It isn't dead. It's still going. And yeah, it'll come back.
When I say I'm envious, the only thing I do like, and I've said before, when I get in my car here and on my little maps thing, it comes up and it says 6 minutes to work via High Street, traffic light. I mean, and it'd be hard not to, you know, have that popping up every morning again too. And I guess that would never happen in New York.
No, well, I haven't owned a car in 3 years. I used to have one car and a motorbike when I lived in Geelong, but then sold both of those and just been on public transport, buses and trains since then. So for me to get, you know, whatever it is, maybe like 6Ks to work, takes about 45 minutes on the train, or it's an hour and a half walk. So it's a bit of a difference.
It is indeed. Well, mate, welcome home. And
thank you.
Enjoy your stay and really appreciate you having a chat to us. Mate, all the very best.
No problem. Thanks, guys.